This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Several sources, including the Wall Street Journal and Seattle Post-Intelligencer aerospace reporter James Wallace, say Boeing will announce an additional three-month delay to its 787 Dreamliner program today. Wallace adds this latest delay will move delivery of the first 787 to launch customer All Nippon Airways completely off this year's calendar and off into 2009. That time frame is in line with an earlier report in the Journal, which says Boeing continues to struggle with parts shortages and other supplier issues. Boeing has done a good job so far of holding the faith of customers and most investors through the earlier six-month delay, even adding to its order book as late as Monday, when Air Pacific committed to three more Dreamliners. That job at Boeing will now get tougher. Apparently, rumors of the death of congestion pricing have been greatly exaggerated. Despite leaving the provision out of last month's compromise with airlines to fight delays at clogged New York area airports, on Monday, the Department of Transportation announced that U.S. airports nationwide will soon be allowed to charge landing fees during their busiest times. DOT Secretary Mary Peters says the new policy, once implemented, will allow airports to curb delays through imposing fees on airlines landing at airports at peak times. Currently, airports can charge landing fees based only on aircraft weight. The new policy would allow a two-part fee, based partially on weight, but also including a flat per-landing component, to create an incentive to use larger planes. Despite its general support for user fees on general aviation, the Air Transport Association doesn't like this idea. Airport operators have applauded the move. The proposal is open for comment from any interested party for 45 days. Less than a year ago, Delta was campaigning against a hostile takeover attempt by U.S. Airways. Now, there are reports Delta could announce a merger with another airline within a few weeks. Meanwhile, over at Northwest, CEO Doug Steenland told workers last week that any decision will be made with employee input, but he also hinted at a readiness to open those talks. Steenland told the New York Times, quote, "Doing nothing could be our worst alternative. If we wait to react to what others do, we could be left with options that are undesirable or with no options at all," unquote. The U.S. Navy's final report on last year's loss of an F/A-18 and its pilot during a Blue Angels performance concludes the pilot failed to properly tense his muscles to counter the G-forces from a high-speed turn. Blue Angel No. 6, piloted by Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis, crashed in a residential area near Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort in South Carolina near the end of an April 21, 2007 performance. Davis's plane pulled an extremely tight turn to rejoin the formation just before the mishap. Captain Jack Hanslick, a Navy spokesman and former aviator, told the Associated Press, quote, "Kevin had performed these maneuvers in training and in the fleet. He had done them in similar situations, and he had a history of performing them well without any problems," unquote. The Blue Angels fly without the benefit of G-suits, which prevent pilots from blacking out during such maneuvers. It's thought Davis likely suffered a temporary loss of blood flow to his brain, leading to tunnel vision and disorientation. The AP obtained the accident report through a Freedom of Information Act request. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The White House tries to sell Congress on selling the Saudis smart bomb technology. The University of Michigan is sued by a medevac contractor. And American Airlines says no to federal mediation with pilots. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we'll bring you reporter Q&A with CEO Vern Rayburn from Eclipse Aviation's Monday press conference. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.